systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, August 17th, 2009, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us Monday night. This is episode number 233. This is the Jam Hole coming to you live from Kalispell, Montana, putting it on the map. How the fuck are you doing, S.A.?
I think I'm okay. How are you?
How? I'm doing good. How are you?
No, how are you, Bob?
I'm good. It's Monday. It's great. Had a fantastic day at work. Finally, it's beautiful out.
Yeah, me too. Had a pretty good day at work, I think.
About to slay some little faggot in the chat named, what was it?
Gus, I don't fucking
TJ Wicked. Two funny guys. Apparently, their show is about sucking cock and hand jobs.
It's probably one guy, one screwdriver type deal.
It's probably one guy, no life. Because
right.
I don't understand that. Like, and this coming from me, right?
I understand posting a link maybe once and then sitting and watching the show and then posting it later and explaining what it is.
You don't just roll up into a chat room and be like, blah, blah, blah. And I know this coming from the guy that spammed every other podcast forums and voicemail lines and shit, but I actually had a relationship with the shows I was doing that with. I didn't just be like, what's on Ustream? Oh, here's one. Bam, bam, bam.
Right.
That's not the way to go about it, you faggot douche fuck. So.
So.
Oh, man. What a weekend. Are you cool?
Yeah, I'm cool. What are we doing this weekend?
Are we doing a
remember.
Are we doing a show now?
Yeah, what did we do this weekend?
Oh, man. Let me tell you guys a little something.
I was just trying to think of what we did this weekend, and I drew a blank, except for IHOP and movie.
I have just... Oh, yeah, we went and saw District 9, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But I want to tell you guys about something that is totally fucking awesome. You know how I'm always like trying to find ice cream that's cheesecake ice cream and it's just plain? No, like, it's strawberry cherry cheesecake and chocolate and this just stupid shit. And I can never find just straight up cheesecake ice cream. Well, I found the next best fucking thing. When we went shopping.
Lard in a bucket.
Apparently, they make Cool Whip size containers of just cheesecake filling. And holy crap, dude. We went shopping. And every time we go shopping, like, I look at it, and I pick it up, and I carry it around, and I'm like, no, not this time. Because it's kind of expensive, you know? It's like $5 or $6 for that tub of it. But, man, this time, I could not...
It's like, I'm getting it. It's not going to be like last time where I'm like, man, I should have got it. I'm bringing it home this time.
And, oh, my God. I got that, and then, like, we're up in the checkout line, and, you know, we got a bunch of other shit. Some chickens and some steaks. And I'm like, I need something to go with this. Otherwise, I'm just going to eat it out of the tub. So I went to get the pie crust. And I ended up finding these awesome fucking little small pie crusts.
Yeah, like cupcakes almost.
But it's just graham cracker crust. Oh my God, it's the greatest thing in the world. But, so I have some of that, right? And today on my way home, I stop and get some Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
Our sponsor. Our should-be sponsor.
Right.
And get some butter for...
Along with Rockstar.
Right. And pot.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yep.
Jesus. But so I grabbed a couple Butterfingers. Like, I really enjoy Butterfingers. I got home. I ate one on the way home. And then I got home and I'm like, I wonder. And I opened that fucker up and I dipped the Butterfinger in it. And I... Oh, my God. It was heaven in my mouth. It was so good. If you guys were following the jamhole.com/Twitter, you will have seen the most gourmet meal that has ever been cooked in this house ever.
Ever?
Oh, my fucking God. Braden came over and Rochelle came with him, and we got fucking baked.
Yeah, you did.
I have been getting baked all fucking weekend, so that's fun. But
that's fun, yeah.
That food, dude, I have to give it to you.
What up?
So amazing.
Yeah, I know.
You cook some fucking shit. Some good fucking shit.
I told
shit.
You I can cook, tell babe. I didn't just have a cooking, like, yeah, well, no, was a, and that was a dumb cooking job or whatever.
Line
but, like,
cooking,
I actually
though,
have skill.
Line cooking is different than, like, cooking dinner at home. It's
it is,
way
it's
different.
Very different. But why would I do that if I didn't have some kind of knowledge about it?
So what Burger says weekend, Matt is always high. Not always. And MDS says, what's with Braden Rochelle's story? I will ask him next time. We're going to try and get him on the show a couple times before September 25th, episode 250. Come fucking party with us. We are going to fucking partay. We may get to super party emerald status. I don't know. It's going to be nuts, though. So, thejamhole.com/250. You can find all the info for that. Come take a trip to Kalispell. Come party up with us. It's our first live audience show. It's going to be great. Are you excited?
Fucking hey, I am, dude.
Are you pissing your fucking pants yet?
I think I kind of am, man.
I just did. So, what was that called that you made? Because I have never had it before, and it was good.
You never had that before? It's easy shit.
No. Not like that, you know?
Oh. Well, it was just those chicken breasts that we had bought, right? Because I found an awesome deal rather than getting, like, two for five. Yeah, no, two fatty, you know, decent-sized chicken breasts or whatever for, like, $6. I was like, eh, that sucks. And we went over to, what's that place called with the meat and shit in the window?
The butcher shop? No, produce.
Yeah, produce right. Or whatever. I went over there and I saw it for, like, $2-something a pound. And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's get on that. And these weren't just like the one side of the chicken breast. These were both sides of the chicken
both
breast.
Both titties.
Yeah.
This was not a cancer chicken. This was like...
I got like...
good stuff.
So if you count each breast as, you know, one, I got 5 total. And it was super cool. No, I got 4 or 5, something like that.
How many tits does a chicken have, dear?
2.
Okay.
Well, they cut some off to fucking make it away.
I'm just playing with you.
Oh, fuck.
Excuse
Sorry.
Your face.
Excuse my face.
Thank you.
Sorry. God. But we got that awesome chicken rub stuff. It's like a mix with like Italian seasonings, oregano. It looks like garlic, some pepper, some, you know, all sorts of shit. And it's so fucking good. And we don't have a sheet pan or like a baking pan, and I didn't really think that through, but I found another way to do it. Like, I just filleted the chicken breast open, cooked some badass cheesy rice stuff, shoved that crap in there, and
you
then,
just stuffed it pretty much with whatever we had.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that
it
was
works.
It worked.
It
worked really well. I was impressed.
I did that at home a lot when I was living on my own.
Even Braden was. He saw that and he's like, holy shit, dude, you are a chef. Some gourmet type shit.
I can cook, babe. But we didn't have... Normally at home or whatever, I have like glass dishes that I'll bake these in and it comes out great. But I didn't have anything to bake them in. So I had to do them almost like you would with a baked potato.
Right.
And just put them on tinfoil and stuff them full with the rice or whatever and put the rub on them and shit. And then I wrapped them up and just kind of pinched them closed and put them in the oven. I let them sit in there for like 20 minutes or so. And I didn't even have like a temp gauge or anything. And I can't believe I timed it just right. But I let it sit in there for like 20 minutes covered and then like another 10 to make the top part a little brownish. And it came out fucking perfect, dude. I was so surprised.
MDS says, the kudos should go to Matt for eating something besides Burger Helper.
Mm-hmm.
We already knew Danny could cook. Well,
right?
Yeah.
I know.
She did a very good job, though. I was
super
impressed.
Proud of myself, because I'm sick of eating all this Hamburger Helper crap and just shells and cheese and mashed potatoes for dinner, dude. Like, I need meat, a side and like another side. And I eat vegetables, okay?
Yeah, and see, and to me, it's not like a big deal. When it was just me by myself here, I lived off of Anna's pretty
totally
much.
And that's fine sometimes, and you didn't... know, just eating these side things or having the hamburger helper or whatever. That's cool. But once in a while, dude, I fucking want a dinner, goddammit.
We're nesting. I think we're nesting very well.
I think we are, too.
I think we're doing
but
good.
Seriously, once in a while, I gotta have, like, a good fucking dinner. Like, holy crap.
Hey, we can do that every fucking night.
No, we cannot. No. Thanks.
We can't afford that, but no. It was good.
Yeah, and what else did I make? I made garlic mashed potatoes with it, some yep. corn for you, because I know you'll eat that. And then for me, some cauliflower and broccoli, which was awesome. Oh, God, it was so good, dude.
So, we did end up going to see District 9. And, well, I wasn't aware that this was, like, District 9 Part 1 or whatever. And I was going into it expecting, you know, it's going to be another cool alien type of movie. And what I really... I liked it and I didn't like it. Like, it was entertaining.
Me too, you know? Like, it was awesome. The action was cool. The storyline was really cool.
The CGI was good.
Yeah.
The storyline was interesting, for right. sure. Like, that's a really... Most alien movies, it's not like that. It's usually, we're here, we're gonna destroy you, and leech all the resources out of your planet, and that's it.
Spoiler alert.
This is like, oh, right, yeah, I don't think we're going to spoil anything.
No,
but
no. You really need to see it if you're going to see it.
But. Yeah. It was
really
interesting.
Good, it just, no closure.
Well, check this out. It was interesting for me because I've never seen a movie like this. The way they did it, it's like they got into the whole society side of it. Like, what would happen? It was kind of like it was a symbolic representation of illegal immigration,
yeah.
But backwards, like, you're here, but we're not letting you leave, rather than you came here, we're trying to make you leave, but you're like, no, I like it here. They were like, we actually want to go home, and you're like, no, you can't.
It's because they were trying to figure out their weapons and all that and use them for things.
Well, right, but they made it a whole, like, racial thing, a whole species.
The prawns.
Exactly. Like, they had their racial slurs for it, they had... And I can definitely see this happening in the future. Like, we are the kind of civilization or uncivilization that if this calm, docile, you know, race or species came to our planet, we'd be like, we're going to fucking dissect the shit out of you. We're going to reverse engineer all your fucking technology and make it our own. All your base belong to us. And you're not going to leave until we're done with this, and then you still probably won't leave because we're going to kill you. And I honestly think it did what Alien Nation was doing back in the day. Do you remember that show?
No.
Alien Nation, basically it was just this race of aliens came to Earth. It took place in the future, and we brought them into our civilization and started living amongst them, and they were, you know, we had a symbiotic relationship with this other race, and yeah. They had jobs, they had families, they were doing interspecies fucking and all that kind of shit. And it was kind of like that, but this is like a more raw representation of it. Like, people are like, fuck you, prawns, and instead of saying, like, fuck you, spicks or niggers, it was like a whole species thing. And they're like, get them out of our fucking country, we don't want them here. And
it was really cool, though. I think it was really good, and I look forward to the next one, because maybe I'll get some closure off of that.
But then, Burger says, yeah, I watched the fuck out of that show. Had two hearts. Salt water kills them, and they get drunk on spoiled milk. Yeah, dude. Bravo, sir. That's so long ago. Holy shit. I might have to download that and rewatch it. Blech. But, so... I went into it, and I didn't do any, like, research or anything. It was just like, holy shit, District 9 is playing. Everyone on the Imdb was like, this is good, so...
Yeah, I got a 9 out of 10,
we
man.
Got... Yeah, and that's good,
that's
for,
good yeah.
for the internet?
That's, the internet's a mean fucker.
Oh, shit. The internet is a cruel, cruel bitch.
Uh-huh.
But I went into it expecting closure.
Me too.
Did we get closure?
No, sir, we did not.
Not at all.
But you know what?
End a... Do you not know how to end a fucking movie anymore?
Hey, wait a minute.
Does anyone know how to end a movie anymore?
You know, I do
Show
think
of hands.
They did very well. And unless they want to pull a movie like Dune, where it's like 6 hours long,
well,
then I can understand why. Because you know what? If they shorten it up and make closure, you know how much of the storyline you're going to miss out on?
Well, yeah, and I understand that. But be like District 9 Part 1 or... something. Don't be like, you're gonna go see this and then wonder what the fuck happened or something.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's true, but I can understand why they didn't close it.
Yeah.
They're trying to make more money, one. They're cramming all of their storyline into... They don't want to shorten it. It's like taking a movie from a book and then you're missing pieces from the book and you're like, where the fuck is that? You know, I'm sure if you went through the screenplays and stuff through this movie...
Right.
And
that,
if they're missing things, you're gonna be like, what the fuck? And this is why they spread it out between... more than just one movie.
And that happens all the time. All I'm saying is, hey, Warner Brother. Right?
Well, I think it was really cool, and I look forward to the next one, so...
So, I got an article about it. This one's called Box Office Weekend, District 9 Shows Prawn Power.
You know, prawns are really tasty. I wonder if you boil them.
T-U-R-T-L-E power. T-U-R-T-L-E power. T-U-R-T-L-E power. Remember that? Ninja Turtle? T-U-R... No. Did I spell that right? Sometimes bad breaks can bring great fortune. A few years ago, Peter Jackson, the Lord of the Rings movies, planned a big screen version of the Halo video game universe and tapped Neil Blomkamp to direct it. When that project collapsed after a few months, Jackson proposed that Blomkamp turn his science fiction short Alive in Joburg into his first feature film. It would be set in Blomkamp's native South Africa, focus on the country's traumatic tradition of apartheid, have characters who speak in unfamiliar accents or unknown languages, boast no star power, basically going to be a big pile of shit. The lead actor had never acted in a movie, and his co-star is one of the digitized space creatures derisively called prawns. You mean racially called. And bear a title that sounds less like an action movie than a highway sign. Instead, how much money would you say this movie made opening weekend?
$2 million.
What?
I don't know.
Are
how
you
much?
Serious? 37.
Oh.
Instead, District 9 made a triumphant invasion. How many alien jokes could you fit in here, you faggot? Christ.
34 mil? That's so...
37.
That's a lot. 37, wow.
Invasion North American theaters, pulling in otherworldly $37 million, according to early studio estimates, and winning the weekend by outgrossing G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra, which I heard that was
actually
a really good movie.
Oh, I can't wait to see it, dude. Seriously?
And I used to have, like, all the G.I. Joe toys when I was a kid, and
yeah,
this and
I
that.
Yeah, I had a bunch of them, too, dude.
Yep. The results, which far exceeded industry expectations, instantly turns Blomkamp, the 29-year-old from Johannesburg, into the new prince of a town 10,000 miles away. Hollywood loves a guy who makes a smart, popular movie that in 3 days earns considerably more than its skimpy $30 million budget. Was that smart, though, with the movie? Like, it didn't seem like you had to think a whole bunch.
What, this...
The movie. It wasn't that deep, is what I'm saying. It's like, it was more of like
a... It was,
a,
but it was made for the general public to be able to understand it, is what they were aiming for. Younger kids, you know, they wanted them to be able to get it. They wanted the grown version to be able to understand it. Like, the guys in their 60s and stuff, they're going to understand it because it's not too technical.
But what I'm saying
is... lame either.
It's not deep, though, at all. Like, there's no... layers to it. It was basically, this is what you see, this is what you get. There's no hidden agenda, plot line, or anything like that. It was just straight up, here they are, we're all racist towards them, they live like fucking trash.
But you know what? Sometimes that's the kind of movie you need. How many movies have
well,
come
yeah.
out like that where there are hidden agendas and there's too many twists and turns so many things where, like, at the end, you're like, oh, my God,
and
total mindfuck.
I also
sometimes I just want to see a fucking movie where it's just a goddamn movie.
Right. You can check out for a couple hours and just have your mind entertained, like Watchmen and shit. But,
totally visually stimulating, though, watching, dude.
It was fun to watch and shit. Yeah. But what I'm saying is,
I thought the aliens looked really cool, too.
They live in the fucking projects and stuff, and they're like the new fucking race, and it I don't know. Maybe they were trying to be deep and be like, look at the class of society and how it's crumbling and this and that, but I don't know. It wasn't that fucking deep.
Nacho Camacho says that all my friends who said they've watched G.I. Joe says it sucks, and that if you liked G.I. Joe growing up, that you'll hate this movie.
Well, and everyone
and,
says
know,
that,
I heard
I think, but...
Remember when X-Men came out?
Yeah.
I actually read the X-Men comics, okay? And everybody's like, oh, then you're gonna fucking hate this. You're gonna hate this,
I played the game, the arcade game, and I fucking had the cartoons from Fox. I never read the comics.
I didn't really dig the
cartoons. I wasn't ever that into comics
I
for some reason.
I love comics. That's my reading style.
I was
that's
reading...
That's to keep me entertained, because the artwork will keep me entertained.
Well, yeah, for that. But
a regular
was,
book will put me the fuck asleep.
Yeah. I was reading Goosebumps when
hey,
I was
so
a
was
kid.
So was I, though. That's cool.
R.L. Stine. Hell was my jam.
But, you know, everybody said, oh, you're not going to like this because you read the comics. You know the real storyline. I'm like... You know what? Let me go watch it. And I watched it, and you know what? It was super cool. So
what I was going to say,
I have an underlining crush against Wolverine.
Okay, or that. But if you make a movie
so
that's so twisty and turny and psychologically whatever the fuck, like, you can only watch that once or twice, because once you know all the twists and turns, it's not fun anymore, you know? So if they, I don't know, maybe that's why they, it's just that kind of movie, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
But
I liked
heard
it, though.
Keith hated it. I heard a lot of people were very disappointed with it. And
so
did I.
But you know what? You got to take it for what it is and just enjoy it, dude.
Yeah. And I wasn't disappointed in
Someone
it. I
put
was
a lot of work in that, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And I mean, all movies are. I was just bummed out that, like, I had no idea that this was the first one out of, you know, three or four. And it seems like they're
and
doing
did you see
that
the
more.
While we were there? Every preview that we watched before this
good
movie...
Good-looking movies.
Good-looking
Legion.
Fucking movie. Oh, Legion looks so badass.
Yeah.
Where Gabriel comes back to help
the
Earth
angels,
fight the fucking angels.
And
that
demons.
Looks cool as fuck.
And then what
dude.
Else What else was coming out that looked good?
Something about Zombie World or Zombie
yeah,
Planet.
Yeah.
That looks cool
that
as
looks
fuck.
Bad A.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's like, Mom always said I'd be good at something. Bet you never thought killing zombies would be that thing or something like
I
that.
I love a good zombie movie,
yeah,
for
I love
sure.
Zombies, man.
Absolutely. Shaun of the Dead, one of my favorites.
You got a little bit of red on you.
You got red on you. The success of District 9 spoke to the abiding power of sci-fi, the movie which posits the imprisoning of space creatures in a Joburg detention camp and the plight of their human warden who gets infected and forges a bond with the aliens to save his own life is the sixth S-faction... Oh, science faction? I don't know what that means. Adventure to win a weekend in the 09 summer season. But it's the first one not sponsored by Hollywood. Jackson raised the money, Sony bought the rights, and the first South African film that American audiences have paid much attention to since the Tribesman fable, The Gods Must Be Crazy. Wow. That was back in 85 and 86.
I am a little gaseous.
It's the number one most tweeted topic Friday night, and Mark Weinstock's viral marketing campaign for a year bore no Sony TriStar logo on purpose, so it wouldn't have a big studio's PR machine feel. And then so District 9, 37 mil, G.I. Joe, 22.5 mil, and then 98.8 the second week. That's a lot of fucking money.
Whoa, 98.8 the second week?
You gotta figure it probably takes, you know, 30 to 40 million to make these movies.
Yeah,
so.
it has to.
The Time Traveler's Wife, 19 mil. Julie and Julia, 12.4. 43.7 the second week.
It just amazes me that we spend so much money on all this when we could be using it to like do help something. NASA out, maybe. Right.
Help a brother out, maybe. Right.
But they do, I don't know. They just, it's so fucking entertaining. I would be so sad if the world just stopped making movies.
And I guess what really bugged me is that when you see the previews on TV and shit, like, they show certain scenes. And there was one scene in particular where they're interrogating.
In the interrogation room, right, yeah.
They were interrogating the main guy.
Well, in the previews, you didn't know that was a main guy. You just thought right. It was an alien.
And I just ruined it for you. So,
totally did.
But anyway, that wasn't in there. So I'm like, this has to be a to be continued. And then all of a sudden.
No, I was just waiting for it to get to that part because I was like, this is how it's got to go. I know right. This is how it's got to go.
I kept putting
it
in.
And I didn't do it.
Yeah, and it never happened.
I'm so mad, man.
So also, over the weekend, you may have noticed the jamhole.com and the jamhole.com/forums who's got a new banner. Woo!
These guys
right here screaming, kind of drunk a little bit.
Who's got some recognition finally?
Yeah, this chick.
Right here. This chick.
Yeah, this these titties
ow,
right
honey,
here.
Ow.
Yeah. Ow. I am so happy and impressed with this banner. Wow. German Bob from
Fahrenheit. And it's not even that, like, in-depth or anything, but holy shit, it looks so good.
Don't ever interrupt me when I'm plugging someone's site.
Motherfucker, you kissed my ass.
Bitch, please.
Fahrenheit 404.
I will suck that pussy.
German Bob, he's the shit. Love the dude. He's sexy with that bald brain.
German Bob. Oh my fucking God. He was helping me out with some sticker designs for Jamhole Church, which we will have at the 250th episode. We will also have, we got 1,000 more of the normal little stickers. And who's going to have business cards soon?
These guys
running around on drugs. But anyway, so he was helping me out with those, and all of a sudden, I wake up in the morning, and you were like, get out of bed, come look at this.
Did you eat cheesecake things, or?
What?
Did you eat cheesecake things? Is that what you're talking about? You got out of bed, ate cheesecake?
Jerked off all over you while you slept, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that was the day that I said, oh, you forgot to fuck your fleshlight, and you freaked out and almost cried. And
yeah, because I didn't forget. I was saving my nut for you. I know how you love it so much.
He woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and ate fucking cheesecake filling.
I can't help it. I have a disease.
You don't have a disease.
I have no control over that. I wake up. I go take a piss.
Hold on.
I piss outside. And if you guys, when you come here for the live show, MDS will see it.
There's a patch of dead grass.
There's totally a patch. That's so awesome. That's my
I'm
work.
I'm going to do you like Uncle Fester from the Addams Family and just strap you down.
I can't help it. I can't. So I got up. But no, that was when you had to go pick up your uncle from the hospital.
Right,
and
yeah.
You're like, dude, get out of bed and come look at this. I'm like,
stoked. I was like, look at this shit.
What? Holy shit, that is so fucking cool. And so German Bob had sent a new banner, and he's like, it's just something I'm working on. You know, if you like it, use it, cool. If not, whatever, I don't give a shit. And
we both
fucking
sat here and stared at it like, oh my God, that's it. That's the new fucking thing. It's not changed too much.
Love it.
It's gorgeous, dude.
I fucking love it.
It's still our logo without being changed.
And that's
really?
That's what's going on the business cards and the new stickers. And then we'll have the Jamhole Church stickers. So if you guys want to pick some of those up when you're at the live show, thejamhole.com/250. But yeah, I just want to say
so sexy.
Thank you so much, Bob, German Bob from Fahrenheit404.com. If you speak German, he does a podcast. Check it out. I have no idea what it's about, but MDS says I don't see any new banner. It's
scroll
only
up
on thejamhole.com and thejamhole.com/forums. If you don't see it, hold shift, hit refresh. You'll see it then. It is so it's brilliant. I fucking love it. I can't say how much. I don't know. I'm blown away by it.
It's like, you know what? It's not so much of a big change.
No, it's
but
just
it's
clean.
Perfect. It's we needed a new fresh look, and that's what it is. It's
and
like
I felt,
our symbol got a makeover. Dude.
I feel bad because I finally went through all of the sites and took. I didn't really take Braden's name off of it, but I said, you know, the Jam Hole is hosted by Matt, Danny, and Braden for the first 200 episodes. And then after that, it's Matt and Danny. Because he helped me build this. There's no... Yeah. And, you know, I'm forever grateful for that. And I wish, you know, it was...
Well, fuck yeah.
It was different, but that's just how it went. So... And he will be there for the 250 show. But I feel bad taking his name off of the banner, but it's me and you, so...
Well, he stepped out, dude. I mean, he's on all the episodes from, you know, what? I don't even remember when he dipped out, like 180 or some shit like that. 180 and back, dude. He's on it. He's all over the place. He's still got fans.
Yeah, for sure. And it had to be done. It had to be done. So, but
if there's nothing we could do about that.
No.
And everybody knows that we still love the dude, and he knows that we
We're still good friends, and he comes over and hangs out and smokes.
Eats my awesome chicken.
Eats your awesome food, but I don't know. I'm blown away. We've had people help us with stuff in the past. 26 set up our forums. The Bloodner made a bunch of motivational posters for us back in the day. It's just cool to see someone that likes something we do so much that actually took the time to be like, I made this for you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't fucking suck. It is so awesome.
God,
so
yeah, it
thank
looks
you.
So cool. It's such a fresh, nice new look.
Yeah.
You know?
So I do appreciate
stoked.
It. Thank you very much, German Bob.
MBS says it looks like a Boy Scout merit badge.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of does, and that's super cool.
Kind of does. I really like it. So thank you very much again for that. Fahrenheit404.com.
Yeah, maybe if we...
He's been a huge help. He's donated cash. He's made these logos and shit.
Awesome designs and
shit. Yeah, he's good stuff. I enjoy it thoroughly.
Yeah.
So real quick, I found a thing called friendfeed.com, and I made an account for us on there. And basically, it came from a news story I was reading that Facebook... purchase this little startup company. So I guess they're going to start working it into their shit, but I wanted to make an account on there, see what it's all about. It's kind of cool. It basically, it's like Ping FM. If you guys know what that is, you can post there to Ping, and it'll post on whatever you have linked to it. MySpace, Delicious, Stumble, all that shit, you can add it. What FriendFeed is like that, but it's the opposite. So you link all of your Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, Delicious, Stumble, a blog, anything. You can link Twitter. You link it to your FriendFeed account, and it'll show you. You go to one place, and it shows you activity and updates and messages from everything you have linked to it.
Just all your cool shit that you like.
Exactly.
In one spot.
So it's kind of cool, and I'll be interested to see what Facebook does with it. But if you go to thejamhole.com/friendfeed, that'll take you to the Jamhole group I made on there. And then I am Matt, and we'll make Danny an account there. But yeah, if you guys are new to it, check it out. It's pretty fucking cool. It's nice to have one spot to go to that has all your fucking shit in it. It's really handy. So
yeah, I can't wait to start playing with it.
Yeah, it's definitely handy shit.
So... did I tell you what happened to me today?
No, please. What happened to you today?
Today, I was supposed to meet my mom to go down to the doctor and talk about some stuff with the doctor. My doctor wasn't there.
Of course.
Of course. So my mom was like, hey, can you drink now since you're off that medication? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I can. She's like, well, how about we go get a beer or something? Because by this point, dude, I'm fucking pissed. I'm just, like, so fucking pissed off at the doctors because they're like, oh, let's just keep you on the same shit that we had you on before that didn't do shit, but we're going to keep you on that anyway. Let's just hope it shrinks down.
You mean that shit that actually, rather than making your cyst dissolve, it made it replicate?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
I love that shit. I'm
a
huge fan.
And the only thing that they have scheduled for me is, like, in 6 months. To have, like, another pap smear done, which is ridiculous.
So then you'll have... you started with one cyst.
I'll probably have, like, 8.
Now you have 2. So that'll make 4. That'll make 8. That'll make 16. Pretty soon your insides are going to be one big, giant fucking cyst.
Pretty much.
Really looking forward to that, doctor.
But anyway...
fuck.
So I was all pissed off, right?
Right.
And my mom's like, well, let me take you out and go get a drink.
Let's go get drunk. Tipsy, if you will. You can find me in the club, bottle full of cheap rum, mama.
Whoa, that didn't make any sense. Anyway, but so she took me out to get a couple of drinks and stuff. We went to...
I'm about to get faded, by the way.
We went to a couple different places first, but the last place we were at was the Lucky Lil's with the Conoco on 5th Street, right?
Right, 5th.
Yeah, and holy shit. That's a
yummy,
big
nummy, num-nums. Who's got the num-nums?
You do.
Holla.
But so check this out.
We'll be having, real quick, we'll be having some nummy num-nums for episode 250, September 25th. It's a Friday. Get here.
But for our local following, I really didn't picture us being that large around here.
Me neither.
A lot
at
of
all.
People have seen the logo for sure.
I had an idea, though, that once you started at Teletech, it would help us out because all those people know computers a little bit and they want something to help kill their time. We are here to help you kill time.
Every day at work,
I have a concealed weapons permit.
When I go
to kill
out
time.
To lunch and stand outside on that patio and smoke, one person that I have told will bring their couple friends over and be like, hey, Danny, give my friend stickers and tell him about your webpage and blah, 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 and tell him what to do and to go to and blah, blah, blah.
And
so I end up telling like 80 more people like every day.
This started happening last week, too.
Right,
you've noticed it. It happened a little bit when you first started.
Well,
but
like
now
I passed
people
out some stickers, some flyers or whatever, and then I left it alone and I just wore the hoodie.
And that's when you're like, hey, we need business cards because I'm sick of writing down all the different ways to find us. Because some people, you can't just be like, hey, go to thejamhole.com. Because literally everything we have, you can find from thejamhole.com. It's all on the menu.
But some people are too stubborn and can't read it.
Exactly. So they need something right there that's like /forum/MySpace/YouTube/FriendFeed/ Twitter. Right. You need something. And that's these business cards.
And I can't wait to have those.
You'll be able to be like, pet out. I picture it like American Psycho where they're all like having lunch and smoking cigars. And he's like, new business card. Whoopsh. He's like, ooh, bone, emboss, 24-karat gold inlay. Nice. You know,
Jesus
and they're all like,
Christ.
It's a show of status, you know, in the corporate world, like how nice your business card and all that shit. So I kind of picture it like that. You're out there and you're like, 24-point, bold, emboss, bone, font. Like, oh, that's nice. You know.
But like, a lot more people are noticing this and stuff, and because I'm the only one there wearing a jam hole hoodie.
Well, and Ryan has one too.
Yeah, but he's wearing his like office fucking
shit.
Oh,
right, of course.
Whatever. But like I wear the hoodie all day every day cuz it's cold in there, right?
You represent.
And so when people have this logo and they're looking at their friends' stickers and stuff and the flyers and then they see me wearing it, they're like, "Oh shit," and they come running up to me and ask me all about it. Well, back to what I was saying earlier, out having a drink with my mom.
Right.
At this casino. I was actually on my way out, and the keynote runner turned to me and was like, what's your sweater say? And like I was like, it's the jam hole or whatever. And then this chick comes up behind me, like, out of nowhere. I've never met this chick before.
Like, whoa, I don't
never
know you.
Never talked to her, no
back
nothing,
off.
Dude. She came up behind me and like kind of like tapped my shoulder or whatever. She goes, "Oh my God, you're Danny from the Jam Hole."
Ah!
I'm like,
ah!
I was like, yeah, I am.
Whoa!
I was like, fuck, I feel a little famous here, dude. It's crazy. And then I had to sit there and proceed to tell the keynote runner what it was all about because he was like, "I've seen those stickers everywhere. What the fuck are those?" You know, and he was just
like,
curious
"They
to
don't.
Know what it is.
They don't. The address is on there. It says Free Comedy Podcast.
Yeah, but
the Jam Hole
explained. I don't think they really care.
You have to physically tell them this is what the fuck it is. Welcome." Before
they
do it.
They were totally interested in it. They want us to bring by flyers so they know more about it, how they can get to
good.
It, what they can do about it and all that. And these are pretty good people, too. You know,
and
they've
that's
been down
cool.
there for like 3 and 4 years working over there.
That's cool that in our small town here, that's starting to happen, you know?
I know, dude. It was weird.
It's a trip, dude.
Came,
it's a trip.
And my mom, dude. My mom is standing there and like she didn't really think anything of this show, dude. I guarantee you she's just like, oh, it's something they do to pass time, whatever.
It's a silly little thing
yeah.
he does on the internet.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And it is. It don't get me wrong. It totally is.
But it's bigger than
anyone
that.
Anyone can do this, but we it do it good, and they're starting to see that, and that's fucking cool.
But it was great because she's standing right next to me, and this chick comes up to me, and she's like, oh my god, you're Danny from the Jam Hole, and I'm like, yeah, that's me, and she's like, so, my name's so-and-so, and blah, 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 and she's like, oh, me and my boyfriend are totally coming to your show, and I'm like, well,
really?
How did you hear of us, and she's like, well, my boyfriend got some flyers, and we're totally interested in it, we've looked you up on a few,
are you serious?
I guess we looked up, like, old, like, live video episodes.
Oh, wow.
And, like, some newer Ustream ones here and there, they haven't caught a live show yet, but they're totally into it, and with my mom standing right there, that was, like, the coolest thing.
That's
my mom
so
just
crazy,
sits
like,
back and looks like, oh my god, can I have your autograph? Oh my god, yeah, I yeah, my mom. Seriously, my mom stood back and was like, holy shit.
See?
She was serious.
See, Danny's mom, I'm trying to take care of her.
We walked outside because I had to, like, get out of there. And, like,
all this press, fuck, dude.
I know, right? Fucking paparazzi up my ass.
I know, dude. That's
not
awesome.
Really, it was just one chick. She was cool.
I
but,
know.
No,
but
well,
that's
like
cool.
Three people.
In our town, that someone knows what it is. That's
yeah,
fucking
cool.
Yeah,
in our town, dude, I never expected that. Yeah, sure, at Teletech, because people are trying to figure out what it is, and there's a lot of word about it around right now, going around out there.
It's the buzz.
And
we got to get that.
In that hoodie and stuff, yeah, people are going to come up and ask me what's going on. I heard about some kind of party. I heard some comedy thing going on. What
yes.
is it?
Party, September 25th, thejamhole.com.
All you mentioned party and comedy, and like,
they're
boom,
there.
They're on your ass, like
we'll,
white on rice.
We'll do some hypnotizing. You don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But it was really cool, and then it was just so cool to see the look on my mom's face.
That's awesome. I'm proud of that. I'm seriously, like, I can say without a doubt that I have finally done something in life that I'm fucking proud of.
Hell
girl!
Yeah.
It feels good.
Besides getting with me.
Well, right. I mean,
getting the
I'm,
balls to be like, hey.
That I'm proud.
Hot.
Proud of.
I'm gonna.
You're thinking
kill you.
Regret. No.
Hey.
I love you.
Better.
Life is good, finally.
But it was cool. She walked me to my car, my mom did, right? And she's like, wow. And I'm like, what do you.
Like, what do you say to that? Like,
she didn't really
cool.
know what to do. Like,
high
she,
five.
While we were talking to her, my mom kind of hugged me. She's like, yeah, this is my daughter. And like, blah, blah, blah. Did that kind of thing.
Right.
And when we got out of the car, she was just like, holy crap. She's like, I just thought this was a cool little, you know, show that some people listen to. I didn't think that, you know. And she's like, you never met that girl before? I'm like, fuck no, dude. I don't
never
know. I have no idea who
once.
The fuck she is, man.
We've met MDS, Viola Chick, Burger. I've met, I'm just thinking, you know, in the chat, in person. That's it. That's here right now.
Yeah, I haven't met anybody else besides when we were out in New York.
And
with
even
Viola
that,
Chick,
like,
MDS.
If that never happened, I've met a lot of cool fucking people doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that right there is enough to make me feel like, well, if, you know, let's say if I ended it at 300 shows and I was like, you know, that was fun. That's, I'm good. I'm over it now. It's not going to go any further than this. So fuck it. Like,
no.
Having what has happened so far happen, that would be totally enough. And I wouldn't feel like, wow, that was a huge waste of my life.
No, it's totally not.
But
a waste.
We're not going to stop at
hell
300.
No.
I'm just saying, if we did, it wouldn't have been a waste.
Right.
It's good. We love it.
Not like, ah, just left my job. That was 2 years wasted on my
right?
life.
Right? That I have absolutely fucked to show
but
for.
Seriously, dude, I'm starting to get a little worried about our situation at the Anna's for the live show.
Really?
Because there
I was
are
kidding.
So, no, I'm not. I
was,
know you were
when
kidding.
When I said that, like, I hope we have enough room, wanky wanky. Like, I was totally kidding.
I know you were kidding, but I'm not.
Ha-ha.
Okay,
yeah,
because
pack that bitch.
I know how big the area is, you know, I know what it's like in there and stuff, and if you think about everyone who says they're coming, or everyone you give a flyer or a sticker to and tell them about, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm so interested, if you cut that even in
half
dude,
yep.
even in half, we might not have enough room. Like, for reals, dude. Like,
do it. I want to see that shit.
Seriously, though, like, it's getting big now that, especially now that I'm at Teletech, we've got, like, 400-plus people working there. We employ half of the fucking Flathead Valley, and a lot of
yep.
them being younger and interested
exactly.
in this stuff.
That, right there, that's where all the younger people are at. And
yep.
the ones not, like, the fucking mob or whatever those faggots are called. I don't know. Maybe they're cool. I don't fucking know. But it's not, like, that demographic where they're broke-ass, punk-ass fucking kids with, you know, the car mommy bought them, and now they went and did meth, and now they're fucking shit out of luck. Like, right. These people have jobs, have families, and are listening to this shit.
Yes.
Fucking welcome. We will entertain you forever.
Yeah, dude. And, like,
you need a couple
really
hours
cool?
killed? Pop in the jam hole, son. Next thing you know, you're cracking, peeing your fucking pants, and whatever you were doing that fucking sucked is over
what
with.
Also is really cool is, like, a lot of people have noticed this, like, or at least I have noticed this anyway, but, like, at work, I hang out with Vinny and Nick, okay, because I knew them previously, I know their family and stuff, they're really cool people, and we got a lot of shit in common, so we hang out on smoke breaks and lunch or whatever,
because, right.
like, I bum him a smoke, he buys me lunch, that type of shit.
That's fair, considering smokes are, like, $10 a fucking cigarette.
Well, no, you know what I mean, though. We get each other back. You know, it's whatever. And, like, when we're all standing together, just me, him, you know, me, Vinny, and Nick, and, like, I'm wearing the hoodie, dude, and they see people fucking coming over to me constantly. And, like, they're just looking at me like, wow, dude, I really got to get in on this shit. They're like, I got to help you do this stuff. He's like, I can't wait to meet your man. Will you stop licking your nose at me?
Is that hard to do?
Yes,
Sorry.
It is. You're, like, making out with the air. Fuck.
But, like, I was mouthing.
They see it,
I
and it's so cool
you.
To, like, have someone go, damn, you know, I really think this is going to get big. If you just stick with it, it's going to get huge. And they're totally into it. And they see all these people flocking around trying to get the info and stuff. And it's really cool to hear it from another person's perspective. When they're like, dude, do you not notice all these people coming up to you constantly? I'm like, no, yeah, I kind of do.
Well, that's good. I'm glad this is working out for us.
Yeah, me too, dude. Okay. So, and we've got lots of people willing to help us out for this show, and that I am truly fucking happy about.
That
because
is helpful.
It's a total pain, babe.
All right. Well, for those of you guys, so sorry, real quick. Work been going good? You happy? Everything sweet?
MDS says correction. This is not the first thing in Matt's life he's proud of. He came on a paper towel and took a picture of it.
That is absolutely 100%
true.
True.
At work, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you took a picture of a turd right afterwards.
I really wish the inside of my fucking nose would stop itching. Christ,
stop
all
picking your
fucking
nose.
Mighty. Okay, so.
Sorry, it's like your cam on my screen is like 5 minutes lagged, and you're just digging in your nose right now.
Well, I'm like one and a half of those in, and like that bowl, and I'm ready to make
but
fun
you're
of
digging
some
in your
shit
nose again. It's pretty cool. I'm
sorry. Excuse my face. Can't help it. So anyway, for those of you that are coming here, I got a little local snooze,
which should be everyone in the chat.
Everyone, you can RSVP, let us know you're coming at thejamhole.com/forums, or you can go to thejamhole.com/Facebook on
hey,
our events page.
Hey, speaking
join
of our shout-out, Fahrenheit 404 is in the house.
Oh, holla at you, boy. Holla.
Thank you so much for that banner. Super sweetness.
Oh, yeah, he's probably, like, just waking up right now.
I know.
Huh?
Good morning.
Jeffers morning.
Morning.
So, anyway, speaking of some local snooze here, you know how I fucking hate spiders. Like,
yeah.
That's the reason I'm not the install guy at where I work, because I'm a huge pussy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, apparently, hobo spiders are out in full fucking force this year. And a while ago, I saw an article about grasshoppers and how they're just seriously fucking mobbing this year because of how dry of an April, March is the month before that, March, April, May. Being the, right, because of how dry it was and shit, they were everywhere, and
yeah.
I totally noticed this a long time ago when I deliver up in Summers and Lakeside, there's a couple houses that are, like, up in the hills a bit off of the highway and shit, and, like, you park and get out, and it is literally the fucking fifth plague or whatever, just swarming everywhere, dude. Ridiculous amounts. Like,
oh, I'm so sorry.
That's fine. I've never seen grasshoppers in these numbers before. And they seriously, dude, they
I love it when you run through the
you.
Field and it just looks like a black cloud.
That's
in front
what
of you.
It is, dude. But they're like hitting you in the face and
I
shit.
I know,
and, like,
they're like
hitting
suicide bombers.
Yes,
so cool.
Yes. And I noticed that, and it's I've never seen it that bad. And then, like, a week later, the Flyhat Beacon did an article about it, how they're just fucking way more than they didn't expect.
I like grasshoppers. They're cool.
Yeah, they're cool, except when you're driving through or walking through.
Yeah, that's the
You're carrying, you know, jugs of fucking water, and these things are smacking your face. And up your nose and shit, and they're pecking out your eyes, and yeah, dude, it
so
sucks.
Wonderful.
So apparently also now we're having wicked hobo spider fucking outbreaks, right? The hobo spider's on the prowl. But unless you're a fetching female hobo, the infamous spider isn't looking for you. Hey, we're safe. It's not looking for us.
Yeah, but as soon as you get in front of it, it's fucking looking for you.
It's like one of those...
It's like, bitch, you're in my area.
In my way, and I'm gonna kill you because I have a fucking plan that I'm trying to execute.
Could be like a Labrina Brown fucking hobo spider. You don't know.
I'm Labrina Brown hobo spider, bitch.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
You still might... You pull my milk down that drain, I slit your throat. I'm Labrina Brown hobo spider.
Spin you in a fucking web.
I know, right?
Suck out your blood.
Only if it's made of milk. It's cool.
I'll suck out your... True blood.
True blood.
August is the mating season for the mature male arachnids, which is why some valley residents may be seeing more of them in or around their homes on their babies' faces and shit, just like taking its time, like rubbing all eight of its fucking legs together, just like, we will feast. Oh, man, that's creepy.
That's awesome.
I hate those things. They are...
Nacho Camacho says, Labrina Brown!
Labrina Brown, bitch! Our neighbors love us.
Right?
But, dude, fucking those things will send...
Anybody bail her out yet?
Pardon?
Anybody bail her out yet? Her cutting day-day? He ain't got no money.
It ain't the first of the month yet.
He ain't got no monies.
Waiting for my government check to get y'all.
Maybe he can use that EBT card.
Oh, I reckon. Dude, these motherfuckers will put you in the hospital. Like,
The hobo spiders?
Fuck yeah.
I didn't think they could. I thought they were just chilling because they never bug me.
No, they're nasty, dude. I'm pretty sure. Quote, it's very normal for this time of year after we've had a month or so of hot weather, said Cody Jones. You know Cody. He owns American Pest Control down the street.
Sure.
Males are running all over. Their dicks just fucking pow, like, I gotta fuck something. Where are all the female hobos at? Gotta fuck stuff. Do spiders have eight dicks also?
No.
Because that would be awesome. Just running around with eight raging fucking blue ball field hard-ons, just like, spinning webs and shit.
Oh,
God, that'd
man.
Be amazing, dude. My life would be so complete.
You should just get abducted by those aliens from that movie.
Or that.
What's
also,
the name of that movie? Inbred Redneck.
Inbred Redneck Alien Abduction. ILT.com, sucker.
Super cool movie.
Oh, man.
Horribly
I fell asleep.
Done, but so great. I could totally see us well, doing something like that.
It's purposefully a B type of
yes,
thing.
It was
know?
Great. You didn't it's, finish it, but
no,
oh, man,
I was
it's so
out.
Good.
I
so
was
good.
So out.
I was tired, but it was so horribly bad, but interesting at the same time that it kept me awake to watch it.
That will happen. That definitely
it was
will.
Wonderful. I definitely enjoyed it.
Excuse my face.
Well, how come when you burp, you go,
because I'm getting,
time?
I'm working all of the burp out.
But I can make it sound just as awesome, if not better, without going,
yeah, but I've done that before, and it backfired once, and I will never... Risk.
My dad burps like you, and I can't do it because it makes me choke on my own voice, it sounds like.
It takes a skill.
I don't like it.
I've
Mine comes out cooler.
I've like been developing my burping skill for probably a good 8 years now.
I got you beat, bro.
I've almost got it where I want it.
I don't even need a voice in it. It's just that fucking booming.
Yeah. You're one of a kind, babe.
I got some brujones, bitch.
Fucking A. This year, Jones said, things are actually running slightly late, and the valley is just moving into the thick of hobo season. It sounds like bums. Like,
yeah.
we're about in
yeah,
the thick of it.
Hobo season again.
Goddamn hobos. They're
Get
all
your
fucking...
paintball guns.
They're all running around dick on hard looking for female
tag,
hobos.
That's two.
I gotta fuck.
They gotta have the plaid on for them to be legal, though.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Did you put in for your tag?
Yeah, I did. It was actually 25 cents.
Absolutely. They paid me 25 cents to just, hey, will you handle that? The spiders were out in full force, full frontal fucking ferocious force. The force is with them. So far, he said this year hasn't been much worse than last. Quote, I wouldn't say we're booked, but we're certainly staying busy, he said, and added that he receives several calls a day to get rid of the pest. Now, I'm not that big of a pussy. Like, I'm not calling this dude up and being like, oh my god, did I tell you I have a spider in my house?
You would if you had as many as that person probably does.
Well, if it's like arachnophobia and I gotta call John Goodman and be like, dude, this is effed. Come help me. And he's like, ah.
But no, I'm sure if like our whole front deck was like covered in that shit everywhere, dude.
Excuse me. Fucking you'd be calling somebody. Nasty face. Yeah, I would probably. Cause I would call the landlord, though. I wouldn't call this dude.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey. Call this dude.
You know what? I would call that dude first and then call the landlord and be like, hey, he's coming here. This is going to be the bill. Pay it.
Right. Like, I have.
That way it's going to get done.
Done. Fuck
that. Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait for landlord to call the fucking pest guy.
And you don't want the landlord, like, being a cheap motherfucker.
And going get a cheap dude that's just going to have
to
come back in a month.
No, not even. Going to Walmart, buying, like, 3 fucking bug bombs and being like, here you go. Take care of it. Fuck. No, he's a little better than that, right? Little bit.
Sure.
He needs to fix the door, though, because the bottom hinge is all stripped. Like, it's Vegas down there, dude, and they're just all fucking stripped, and it sucks. Because now our door doesn't close properly. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like your security is being threatened?
It kind of sucks.
Kind of does.
No, wait, sorry, did I say kind of? I meant it sucks. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Excuse me, I'm kind of buzzed now.
I can tell.
Hobo spiders or Tegeneris agrestis, right?
Sure.
Tegeneris agrestis are particularly elusive creatures. They're adept at hiding, he said, because they fear humans want to eat them. Dude, these spiders are scared of us because they're like, no, you won't eat me. Ah! That's awesome. Do you think they taste? Is that good eating?
Human?
No, what? Yeah, human's good, but no.
A spider.
A hobo spider.
I don't know. They look disgusting.
It's a spider. Is any spider good eating? I would have a hard time putting that in my mouth. I'd be worried that, like, isn't dead all the way. And as soon as I swallow it, it's like, back to life, fucking biting and poisoning me and shit. God, that would creep me the fuck out. I would cut my throat out and reach in there and just fucking grab the spider.
Ew.
Ugh. They avoid people at all costs. In addition, the males are hunting spiders, so they move through an area very quickly in their pursuit of food. If you have a male in the house, he'll piss all over everything and say it's his and never pay rent or anything like that. For about a day or so, he'll hobo his way elsewhere. Ha!
Whoa.
Because it's a hobo spider. It doesn't really have a house. Ha! Fantastic. And that just, it goes on for a while about his exterminator business. Way to go, dude. Wish they'd write an article about us, these guys.
Yeah,
guy,
NBS
girl.
Says, what the fuck? The Beacon did an article about spider killers. They could darn well do an article about us.
Show notes for the Friday episode, there's the email address in there.
You
That's
all
I'm
should
saying.
Email them and be like, hey, this show...
This shit right here.
Make sure to give them the links. They'd be like, check it out.
TheJamHole.com, sucker.
Be like, especially like MDS and shit. Be like, hey, I'm flying up from Florida to see these fuckers.
Yeah, you should probably get the inside scoop on them because they are awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got a couple more stories here while we do some news, huh? Been a while.
Matt
since
reads
news. Actually, all I have are these old news stories from like 3 weeks ago, and I actually didn't even find them. I just got them from listening to other podcasts. Did you hear?
I'm standing in a corner holding all my loose papers.
Crying. Did you hear? Last week, it came out that Patrick...
I am so sorry.
Are you cool?
See, that was no voice at all. That was just booming and loud all on its own. Fucking hot. What, what? You got one?
I can't do it!
Don't go... you burp.
I can't help it. So, remember Patrick Blazy? Thank you, Nacho. Patrick Blazy, right?
Yeah.
He's dying, and that's sad, but...
he smokes a lot of pot.
Yeah? Yeah? So, you know who else smokes a lot of pot?
Who?
Fucking Brad Pitt.
Of course he does.
Really? Was it out, though? Like, he...
I'm just saying everybody does, dude. It's not a surprise to me when people smoke pot, dude.
But when they're publicly like, yo, I smoke weed, it's cool. Please stop making that noise. Why do you do that? Why?
To make you look like that.
That's like you're stabbing my dreams in their eyes every time you do. No, their ears. Excuse me. You're stabbing my dreams
in the
ears.
I like doing
that
sometimes, just to keep you in check. Why? Because if I let your dreams get too up high without tearing them down, then you know what? You're just going to think you're so awesome. And sometimes you need to be torn down.
I just want to say, this is the most comfortable couch I've ever owned.
Yeah, it's
granted,
fucking sweet.
Every couch I've ever owned prior to has been...
like a hand-me-down type thing.
Was where I was at already, or was a Salvation Army trip purchase for like no more than $25.
Yeah. I've never paid more than like fucking, I think, $30 for a couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you
I
can
always...
find, though, you can find some cool shit at the Salvi.
Yeah, you can.
At the Salvi. Totally. Yeah. So this one is called Brad Pitt Was an Artist with Marijuana Before He Ditched His Smoking Habit to Become a Father. Of
He's
course.
He's so hot.
He is pretty fucking hot.
Hey.
I'd totally bang her. He's better known for his movie career and famous brood, but Brad Pitt says he was once a, quote, artist when it came to marijuana. Hey, I'm a marijuana artist.
You mean a MacGyver?
No, I mean like a straight up weed Van Gogh.
What do you do with the weed then?
Van Bro, if you will. I love that.
Do you like paint with weed then?
No, I would just smoke a lot of it and just totally fucking chill.
That's not artistic at all.
No, it is though. Like the way
In
I chill,
mind,
I chill like unprecedented, just fucking straight up.
In your mind,
chilling.
It's artsy, but outside you just look like this.
Your mind is artsy and your outside sucks.
Pretty much.
Oh,
it's like, you know what, that makes sense in my head, but not out here.
Like, you know, reality.
Yeah, reality. You're just an idiot on a couch drooling.
I certainly had my day, he says, the father of six. Holla if you hear me, dude.
Brad
Holy
Pitt?
Christ. How many of those are from actual straight up fucking though?
Yeah, because didn't he adopt like, some kids or some shit?
Pretty sure. Does anyone know in the chat? I'm just
You know
curious.
What? I would have his baby.
Yeah, I would.
That's a lot of fucking money, dude.
I would give her this baby. Absolutely.
Who's her? Is that Angelina Jolie?
It's fucking, who else would it be?
You stay away from her.
I will knock the...
If I can fuck the shit out of Brad Pitt, you can fuck the shit out of Angelina Jolie. Fucking deal. Okay?
Fucking deal. Now that's recorded and shit. You all... All fucking six of you motherfuckers.
It has to be
at the same time.
Separate rooms.
No, same room. I'm crawling all over all that shit. I might even slip it in his ass. You don't know. You don't know me very well.
Would you let him put it in your butt?
Absolutely not.
He's so fucking hot, though.
Oh, he is pretty hot. I'd maybe lick it, but that's about it. Just to be like, huh.
Like Brad Pitt's dick.
Huh. Pay me.
Nice.
Marr, who said the actor's portrayal of a pot smoker in 1993's True Romance was, quote, a huge piece of crap. No, it was one of the new great stoner performances. My balls are kind of itchy. Also told a story in which he witnessed Pitt rolling, quote, the most perfect joint he had ever seen. Do you know when?
When?
The most perfect time ever. Fucking New Year's Eve.
Nice.
A New Year's Eve party. Bill Maher. Brad fucking Pitt. Six of their goddamn fucking kids.
That's ridiculous.
Does anyone know? Nacho says, I think one or two. Yeah, that sounds probably about right. I'll go with that.
What?
Nacho says, come write an article about me. I sing and rap and wipe my load on Beacon articles.
Nice.
Yeah, email that to Kellen Brown. I'm sure he would definitely appreciate that. And that would probably, he'd be like, oh, well, in that case.
Well,
the jamhole dot what? Like that. Dot com. The jamhole dot com. I'm there. fuck. I'm an artist, the actor said, of course. I'm an artist. It's artistic to get stoned.
No, it's totally not.
No, it's really fun, though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I keep
bumping in high school,
those.
It was totally fun. Though, I used to just play
it's
with
still,
pottery.
In high school, I'm high still school. Having fun. I'm having a blast.
I used to just sit down on a potter's wheel, and, like, I wouldn't even make anything. I'd just sit there and fucking make sure it was centered, and that was about it. And I'd just sit there and fucking hold it. And let clay slop around all over the place, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Just because it feels cool, you know, because you keep it really wet and while it's spinning super fast. And you can make it longer and shorter and skinnier and wider.
Or a dildo.
I would totally sit there and just play with it like that. I wouldn't even make a pot. Fuck it, dude. I was just high.
That's fun.
That's clay.
That's why I like going up to Kookanoosa, because the lake down there, it's all that fucking clay shit. That's where on the... fuck, it's somewhere on the site, but it's... I think it's the picture for the event for episode 250.
Oh, you
it's
guys me like Odie. Mud?
Yeah, that's that clay shit, dude. And right down there where we're at, it's everywhere, dude. Cool. It's fucking, it's cool.
I want to get some like white clamis and terracotta.
Maybe we should go there. If you guys, whoever's coming down, if you're down for like, you know, an 80-mile drive there, it's fucking cool. Especially if whoever's coming down brings some cash and you're like, I'm totally going to rent some four-wheelers. Fuck yes. That's heaven. If heaven does so exist, that is it.
What, riding around four wheelers? Can you fish out there?
Oh, fuck, yeah. You can do anything out there, dude. You
is
can run around.
Or trout?
You can run around jacking yourself off, like, doing front flips down the fucking beach into the clay. Just like, fucking
I just need a place I can fish. That's it.
Yes. Absolutely. Check.
Preferably
next.
For pike, not trout.
What is your... deal with pike.
They fight better.
Just because that's the only fucking fish you've caught since you've been here.
No, it is not.
Liar.
No,
oh,
I'm not lying.
Are you counting the little sunfish?
No, I'm High counting five. All the trout I've caught High up here.
Have you caught trout up here?
Yeah, cutthroat, rainbow, bull trout, fucking all that shit, dude. Lake trout, brown trout, fucking all... Dude, every trout you can possibly catch up here, I've caught it all. And none of them fight worth a shit. I catch them and I'm like, dude, really? It sucks.
That
so,
sucks.
The pike get big, and they put up a gnarly fight, too, dude.
And they got teeth.
Yeah.
They got teeth.
They pose a challenge for me, dude. Especially when I forget my pliers.
Well, that's cool.
I like it.
I enjoy better, unless I'm actually fishing, I enjoy taking my mountain bike there and biking around Lower Valley.
Yeah, you're cool.
That's fun. It's especially cute. Last time. Last time was the first time I sat in the fucking car and just got fucking baked cookies and then took off on my bike. It was so nice.
See, that's awesome that you like riding down there and I can just
oh,
stand
fuck,
there
yeah,
fishing
dude.
And I know you're not at home going like, God damn it, where the fuck
if
are
you guys bring your mountain bikes, we'll go fucking trek around. Though the Inglorious Bastards, that's his new movie, excuse my face, disgusting tonight. Star had fun during his earlier days. The actor admits he ditched the habit when he became a father to his six kids. Ready? Maddox, 7. Pax, 5. Zahara 4, Shiloh 3, and the twins Nox and Vivienne 1 with partner Angelina Jolie. Fucking blast off. That is fucking creepy, dude. Let's see. Pot or these 7 fucking retarded children that are like all the colors of the fucking rainbow here?
Pot.
Absolutely, dude.
I smoke.
Brad, make better decisions. That's all I got to tell you right now. That's all.
He's hot, though.
He is still pretty hot. But that, he probably had very little to do with. Hot just happens, dude.
Yeah. It's like...
You have no control over... I mean, you can. Granted, if you have enough cash, you can get some, you know, plastic surgery.
Well, what's weird to me is things like Johnny Depp, dude. Like, in...
Hold on. Burger says, I'm fat. No bike here.
Anyway.
Lomar says, pot kills sperm. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Is that why I'm totally never getting chicks knocked up?
It's because your sperm's all stupid and runs into each other.
And most of my fucking friends have... High five, guys. Good job.
It's because your sperms run around like this. Dunk,
dunk. That's fine.
That's totally
fine. Sperm can be lemmings. I give a fuck.
They get in there and they just kind of chill.
That's absolutely like,
I am
good.
So tired of running, dude.
Good. Good on you.
But anyway, things I don't understand about like Johnny Depp.
Die, sperm.
Is like... In the movie Pirates of the Caribbean, he's so fucking hot, dude. Like, seriously.
Whoa. Did you just say Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Who the fuck was talking about Johnny Depp?
Well, I'm saying celebrities that are hot, actors that are hot.
Oh, well, thanks for taking it there.
Well, what weirds me out is, like, Johnny Depp in real life, he's fucking ugly, dude.
Is he?
His teeth are fucked. His forehead's, like, back here. And, like, he looks like Hunter S. Thompson.
For reals?
Like, for
reals,
dude.
Maybe he just likes dressing up. Like, maybe out of all the characters he's done, that's his favorite. And they can't help it, dude. Actors are the most...
He's, like, pot-bellied and stuff.
They are the most blank slate that you could possibly start out with being an adult human. And they just fucking... Each role kills a little bit of that blank slate. And before you know it, you have one of, you know, 8 choices. And that's
who
maybe...
Who do I want to be today?
Yeah, exactly. And that's
beautiful
it.
Beautiful fucking tits, man.
I'm gonna
that's
grab,
who I want to be today.
I'm going to grab the scissor hands, and I'm going to fucking run around town like it's 1999, and I'm going to kill people.
No, what you do is you grab the dreadlock wig, then you grab the fucking scissor hands, then you grab the fucking tape recorder, tape that shit to your chest, okay? And then you got all that shit rolling into one, okay? It's
gonna be absolutely. Super
sweet. If he was dressed as the fucking...
the killer
Captain Jack. I would fuck the shit out of that dude.
Lomar says Johnny Depp looks creepy as fuck, I'm gonna guess.
On the upcoming Alice in Wonderland, I can't wait to see that shit. He's the Mad Hatter, dude. I'm so stoked.
I heard all about that shit on Big Mouse podcast.
I am so stoked about that, dude. I didn't listen to Big
Mouse
to hear about
Big
that,
Mouse
but.
Nice show quality today.
What? Why? I didn't
because
hear it yet.
Check this out. Because he's with Libsyn, right? And Libsyn taxes your fucking shit with bandwidth and whatnot, or space. It's space, not bandwidth. But anyway, because he uploaded a video. I'm sorry. This is so ridiculous to me. Because he uploaded a 20-minute video, which was entertaining. I enjoyed it for sure. He now has to do the rest of the month in shitty medium quality because he's out of fucking space.
Aww.
And that's so awesome to me. So I was like, dude, I'll host your fucking video for you because guess what? I have unlimited spaces.
So did you do that?
And unlimited bandwidths. Told him I would if he wanted to. I told him. Like, I'm not doing it to be nice. I'm doing it because I don't want to listen to your show in awful fucking shit.
You're helping yourself, basically.
Yeah. I'm like, this is for me.
I don't want to hear your crap.
I know.
Like, low quality
shit
do. In my ear.
I enjoy your show very much. Big
well,
Mouse
yeah,
podcast.
So do I, but I don't want to hear it all crappy.
I don't want to hear it in fucking 28K fucking mono, dude.
No.
Our show is 64K mono, and it sounds crisp.
So crisp.
Do you hear this?
Than some.
Some, absolutely.
A lot of people have a hum in the background.
Yeah, some people that we know,
some
allegedly,
very higher ups have
they
some hums.
Might have a little static yeah, cling
I
there.
I think so. And we even have this fan going, which I would think would do something with our shit.
Shh. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I don't hear shit.
No, you don't hear
not
that.
Not on
do
our
you know
fucking
why?
Podcast.
Because this shit is tight, son.
It
I
is
keep it tight. So, moving on. Did you hear? You know.
Yeah, wait. Lomars has a good point. Why not just upload his fucking YouTube thing? Upload his video to YouTube.
Because it's 20 minutes. He could cut it into
10 minutes. Fuck, cut it in half, damn it.
He could, but he wanted it on the feed for people like me who have a sweet iPod Touch, but not an iPhone because they're awful. Well, they're not awful. They're all right, but I'd rather have a Vogue. So then we get to watch it on that, and that is cool.
I did think that video was pretty cool, so Josh, yeah.
Hold on. Burger says, I always hear a fan going on Keith and the Girl or something in the background that drives me up the wall. Do you hear that right now? Shh. I do, but that's because I'm here.
Yeah, we're here, and I can hear the fan.
Burger
but I guarantee
says,
you when I listen to this tomorrow, I won't hear a damn thing
that's
but
right.
my voice.
Because I hard limit that shit, bitch. This is hard limiting. Burger says that is why the iPhone sucks. That's why.
But no, Josh's video was super cool. I love that. He's like, oh, no, the jam hole, they totally suck my balls. Wait, what? And like turns around.
That
yeah,
had
nice
me.
Plug, Josh. We appreciate that.
And Nacho says, I don't. Yeah, I don't either. But yeah, that had me cracking the fuck up.
I know. I watched it like twice.
That was classic.
No, jam hole, no, totally sucks
no,
my balls.
No, yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck the jam hole, dude. That was so great.
Josh is fantastic.
Yeah, thanks for the plug, Josh. We appreciate it.
I'm going to go to Alaska my next fucking...
Punch him in the face.
My next vacation. So, you want to talk about iPhones and iPods?
Not
you want to
so
do
much.
A little iPhone news?
I want to hurry up so I can go to bed.
Okay, well, let me do this iPod story, and then I got a couple Fuck My Lives just for old time's sake.
All right.
And then, because I know who loves Fuck My Life.
I do.
This girl... But this one is called Police, : iPod led to deadly Drexel Hill crash.
Nice.
Deadly, as in deaths. iPod, as in close enough to the iPhone for me to make fun of it right now, even though I have one.
Burger wants to know when we're going to have an iPhone app.
As soon as that one dude makes it. That's a joke, because he probably doesn't even know who we are. But if anyone makes that kind of shit, I'm fucking down like the clown. Not even kidding. A young driver reportedly distracted by an iPod. Let's just say iPhone, because, I mean, realistically, that's probably what it was involved in a deadly crash in Drexel Hill Friday. Police said the accident happened at about 11:30 a.m. on North Lansdowne Avenue outside the Delaware County Memorial Hospital. It's a good place to crash, right?
I guess.
Out of all the places you could possibly crash into shit, the hospital sounds
yeah.
good. You're right there.
It's like, hey, I need a... No. Hey, nurse, come over here.
I need 20 cc's of some fucking badass motherfucking shit stat right now. According to police, the driver lost control, crossed over two lanes of traffic, and slammed into two peds on the sidewalk who had just walked out of the hospital. Hey,
nice.
Ask me how I know God does not exist.
How?
These two motherfuckers just got out of the hospital and got fucking nailed by a dude trying to find Big Mouse Podcast on his fucking iPhone.
Sweet.
Ah. Yes! God, that feels good. I'm sorry. But that feels so fucking good. Do you feel that, baby? Are you falling asleep?
I think it's
heartburn. Excuse me.
No, I'm not falling asleep.
Pardon.
I did that in class today.
What are you doing?
Getting heartburn.
Are you cool?
Yeah, I'm cool.
All right, let me finish this up. We'll get the fuck out of here. I got a voicemail to play, too, real quick, like. And
I really want to hear some Fuck My Life, so hurry.
Okay.
God damn it.
Sorry. So, the driver.
That's not hurrying, going, oh.
Sorry, I'm doing it. 19-year-old Nicole Gallo of Clifton Heights was pronounced dead at the scene. Her best friend, Christine Bochansky, 20, of Lansdowne, is listed in critical condition at the hospital. The driver, Rachel Jenkins of Havertown, was treated and released from the hospital. Investigators believe Jenkins may have been distracted by an iPhone at the time of the crash.
Nice.
Boom, bum, bum.
What's like me? I mess with my iPod while I'm driving, but I never take my eyes off the road, man. All I gotta do is reach over, and I could just click it over. To
even
the next
my
shit.
Touch, I can totally fucking do that with.
Yeah,
it's
all
cool.
You gotta do is just click the next button, dude.
Killing somebody because you're like, what is that fucking song?
Hand it to the person you're fucking riding around with. Be like, hey, my
you...
brother, and I'll be like, hey, Mikey,
handle
fucking
this.
Find me the damn song I'm looking for.
Oh, that sucks, though, dude. So bad. You're, like, 20 years old.
That
fucking
blows.
And you just
fucking
killed a fool because you couldn't find the jam hole on your iPod.
Well, it could be like that one movie we were watching the other day. What, Giant?
What was it? Oh, Gigantic?
Oh, yeah, Gigantic. I don't even get that fucking movie.
Did you like that?
No, I did not.
Really? It was all right. I don't know.
What the fuck is all right about it? He wanted to adopt a Chinese baby. That's not all right in any fucking sense.
It was just weird like that, though. It was, I don't know. It was entertaining, a little bit.
He said he was made, no, what did he say? He's like, I bought him this for his birthday, but he went to his room and cried. He was 8 years old, and I went to his room and asked him, why are you crying? He said, because that's not what I wanted for my birthday. I want a baby. Are you stupid? If you fucking grow up and that's all you want in your life is a baby...
But that wasn't all he wanted. It was
Dude,
just something.
He wanted a Chinese baby his whole life.
Honestly,
that's so stupid.
Honestly, I think it was more his parents that wanted it than him. I think
it's fucking stupid, and I hated that damn movie.
I apologize.
I don't even get the whole gist of it, but dude.
Hey, you should have been smoking weed.
It wouldn't even have been funny then, dude.
I enjoyed
it. There was a fucking baby in it.
It's
not funny.
Two fucks.
Was boobies and some, like.
I got you.
Funny.
I got boobies. I can be like. A part of the movie that's slow or some shit, and I'm like, hey, Danny, let me see some tits. And you're like, fucking pat out. There's the tits. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, but then I look over and see a Chinese baby, and then I'm pissed again.
Right.
Right. Okay. And they're like, oh, she's so cute. She's so cute. And I'm like, oh, this fucking baby, dude. I swear to God. Her name is May. So fucking gay. That's so stupid, dude.
Oh, well.
Why
so,
the fuck waste your life with that shit?
Anyways, quote, she apparently was having problems with her iPhone, reached down, wasn't paying attention, lost control of the vehicle. Kaboom! Death, destruction.
Man.
The vehicle crossed over the two northbound lanes, went up onto the sidewalk.
Yeah.
The young girls had their back to the vehicle. The vehicle just ran over them.
Yeah.
Like fucking Jaws, dude. Fucking dun it,
dun it,
dun it,
dun it,
dun 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 fucking bam!
I forgot about the dun.
Yeah, totally. If I was rich, dude, I'd pay a cool mill, to have been able to have witnessed that happen. Straight up. So, yeah, that is absolutely it for that story. Did I tell you what happened today?
No, please tell me what happened today.
Today, I asked my aunt to pluck my eyebrows since hers are perfectly done. You, is that hard to do? I can tell you pluck.
What?
You didn't know I knew, but I know.
Do you even have a pair of tweezers?
Negative. I have needle nose pliers.
Yeah, because I don't do that.
No.
I remember in modeling school, they tried to get me to do that, and they pulled one out, and I fucking freaked out, and I never touched my eyebrows again. Not a once.
Are you kidding?
Not even joking, dude.
That's fucked up, dude.
And they're pretty fucking straight and thin.
Do they?
Bitch.
Yeah, no, you got sexy face for sure. But do they? Like, I got kind of a unibrow thing going.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Not bad.
I plucked them out once.
That shit hurts, don't it?
A little bit, yeah. I think I'm kind of into it, though.
Well, I was like 12, and they did that shit, and it hurt like hell. And I was like, because they thought that like the front, like the very tip of my eyebrow right here, like in the corner,
right,
was too thick. And I'm like, it ain't too thick. It's just fine. Fuck off. And they thought it was too thick, and they wanted to pull it, and they pulled one, and I freaked out, and I ain't never touched them since. Not once.
What I didn't know is she gets hers professionally shaped, and she doesn't know how to shape eyebrows.
Yeah.
I now look like a surprised Vulcan. Fuck my life.
Fucking awesome.
Yes!
At least you knew what a surprised Vulcan looks like.
I know, right? That's
sweet.
Makes it a little less awkward.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Fuck My Life from our very own Red Fox in the chat, who likes our show more than Big Mouse because they use Mac and Macs are for fags.
Right.
So, today, my boss called me at 1 p.m. I usually start at 4 p.m. I have coworkers. One was off today. One was on vacation. One called in with bronchitis. And one fell and broke a rib and couldn't work today. Of course. One brought his PSP to work and sat in the truck and played it for like a good 2 hours while I was, you know, actually doing work and earning
my fucking paycheck.
Stop.
No.
It's going to be, though. Did you see my Twitter today? Yes. That's so embarrassing to say.
Did you see my Twitter?
I think I'm going to bring my DS to work, and I'm going to sit in my truck, like, blatantly, like, just fucking chilling, like, seat back, rock star, just sipping, playing some Final Fantasy VII. Oh, fuck yes. And I'm going to play that shit.
Just chilling there.
I'm gonna
out back at the water store.
Fuck yeah, right
nice.
There.
So what is this? Fuck my life.
Sorry,
continue,
just taking
please.
A drink.
Oh.
Fuck up. One fell, broke a rib. Right, couldn't work. So I was stuck alone at work with only my boss for 8 hours doing everything. Fuck my life. That is absolutely. The spirit of fuck my life.
Yes.
I do that too, dude. Every day. You know what I did this morning?
What?
First, I got to go fucking help the sales dude, who's totally cool, set up the fucking booth for the tent, right? For the fair.
Because I've been seeing people set up for that. I'm like, ugh.
We have a booth there. So that was fun. It was a bunch of heavy ass fucking, like, big platform things with those. I don't even know what the fuck it's called. You know, like in front of a house that vines grow up, kind of?
Mm-hmm.
Those white interlatch
wood
things.
Yes, they're like picket
right.
fences, kind of.
So we have a bunch of those that line our boundary of the fucking table. And we had to set all those up and hang the shit. And it was just a pain.
You know, this should be at least, very least, the fair should be fun for the show. Because you know some freaks come out at the goddamn fair.
Fuck
okay?
yeah. I'm just here for my headband and feather. I'll take a blue one, please.
I'm going to walk up and do that. I'm going to be like, hey, I just want my headband and feather, dude.
Guess who got another dog?
Who?
The fucking... My friend and his wife now.
Bjorn?
Yeah.
You got another dog?
Another one.
Is it a puppy?
It's a puppy.
Aw.
Of the same dog he has already.
Fuck, that sucks.
But this one, check this out.
What?
The other dog was free and not purebred.
Oh, God.
This one, totally purebred. Totally.
$400.
Not for free at all.
How much?
Four big ones.
I totally guessed that.
Did you say $400?
I said $400,
Holy
dude.
Christ.
I'm good with dog
You're
breeds,
in my
man.
Head.
No, I'm just good with dog breeds.
Do you want to stop and totally just fuck all
no, I am
night
so
long?
Tired. We okay. are not fucking all night.
Okay.
You want if you can if it makes you feel better, you can talk about last night.
You actually woke me up after we had fell asleep by sucking my cock, and that was totally awesome. Best girlfriend ever. High five!
High five!
Woo! This one right here, fucking. Magnifico! Magnifico! Anyway, I apologize for that, her mother.
Plus one to Danny's burger.
Holla. Today I got up the nerve to text the girl I've had a crush on to ask her on a date. Is that ever wise? Like, first time you're not even calling, you're just texting, like, want to go out, I'm a pussy because I'm texting.
I like texting so much better than actually talking to people. Seriously, dude, because, like, you can get straight into the point. Be like, hey, I think you're pretty.
And you can get
like,
to it.
Like that, you know?
You don't, if you're like, say if you would have called me and I would have been in the person's house delivering the food.
It sounded like, all funny and stuff.
Yeah, but you can text and, hey, when I get back in my car, I'll get to it. Don't worry about it. I see it. It's
texting,
on my phone.
Texting, you sound like a stud.
Texting's awesome. Fucking exclamations and periods and parentheses and question mark. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'm all about that shit. I got back error message 3265. Quick, in the chat, tell me what that means. Go. I'll tell you what that means. Go. Number no longer in service. Right?
Nice.
Service was spelled wrong, and when I looked it up, error message 3265 does not exist. Fuck my life. And fuck that bitch.
What a hoe.
What a fucking hoe.
How are you going to spell service wrong?
That bitch?
I don't even know how to spell that.
Cervix? That's probably
dude,
what
you
she's
just
spelled.
Like do a, what's
the... C-E-R...
Oh my God.
R... No? Oh, the... Oh. Oh. How embarrassing.
Why don't you just say, hey, I think you're fucking ugly.
Right.
Go away.
Today my boss called me into his office. He then fired me.
For a raise? What?
No, fired me, actually. Oh. Upset, I asked him, well, who's gonna replace me? His answer was, I don't know and don't care. Everyone who works here hates you. Now go the fuck away. Fuck my life.
Ouch.
Yes.
Damn.
Hey, everyone hates you. Leave.
Please leave now.
Now. No, hey, we'll mail you your stuff. Leave now. All right, couple more here. Today, I went to retrieve my sneakers that my wife made me leave outside the door of our hotel room. Ooh. Somebody had shat in one of them. Fuck my life.
That sucks.
That's why I love Fuck My Life. That is some raw shit.
Literally.
Somebody was in this dude's hotel and took
a fucking
dump in his pants or in his shoe.
You
want to
go get a soda? You want to go get some ice cream? You want to go take a dump in Mother Maggie's shoes?
Yeah!
That was like, it's like one of my favorite Family Guy episodes.
Fuck yes.
Stewie, he goes to like fucking London or whatever to the BBC.
Oh man,
so great,
good stuff. That
take
should
a
be
dump in Mother Maggie's shoes.
That should be starting up pretty soon again. South Park always starts.
Can't wait.
It always starts around my birthday, which is kind of.
I get my Family Guy back
soon.
And my fucking American Dad.
Oh, yes,
my fucking
fuck yeah! I love
South Park
that show.
Not only will we have True Blood and
that's
Weeds.
Almost over though, and Weeds is almost over, but. When those end,
we'll
then
have our cartoons back.
Fucking eh.
It's like we have like our little like faggot soap
it's
opera.
It's called
shit
cable.
To for a while, and then when that goes away, we get our cartoons back.
That's right.
It's cool.
All right, a couple more here today. I showed up at work
naked,
and a coworker pointed a gun at me.
Cool.
After twisting
it's
his
a water
arm,
gum and I peed my pants.
And I peed
my
pants. No. I'm a man. I twisted his arm and leveled his face into the wall. Fucking
whoa.
You always have to bow. Whenever you just fuck someone's shit up, like totally awesomely hard, you just bow and then walk away. That's all. I found out it was a lighter. Oh, I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
It was a gun lighter.
Oh, fuck.
Now I might lose my job over his stupid joke. Fuck my life. At least I beat his fucking ass. Is that... Those don't look real to me, though. They're so small. So small. They're like the Chinese version of the penis. It's just so small.
Oh, the little water guns?
No, they make... What?
Cigarette lighters?
What are you doing? Are you just hanging out?
The cigarette lighters?
Yes.
They sometimes, dude, they make those pretty realistic.
Do they?
Well, because you ever think of a 22 Derringer, how big those are, dude?
Yeah, but that's
like a little lady gun,
that's,
you know?
Yeah,
that they keep
exactly.
in their purse and shit. That's kind of
or
what
in
picture.
Right here. What's that thing called?
The garter belt.
The garter belt.
I have that. Not.
Is yours a Seattle Seahawks garter belt?
No, that's not. I'm not that stupid.
No, go Seahawks.
No, it's totally black and red. But anyway. Got a garter belt, and I totally have a Derringer 22 to put in it. And it's a 4-shot, so it shoots out 4 all at the same time. It's like a cylinder, but it's a square. You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
It's got 4. It's really cool. Super old, though.
Sorry. I was welcoming back an old listener from the live video days. Tell all the live video people that actually thejamhole.com/live is where the shit's at. In a high-quality flash encoder style. 2 windows, 1 chat, us doing it well, huh?
I represent Queens.
She
was
raised
out
of
Brooklyn.
doing it, fucking it well. All right, last one for tonight, episode number 233.
Jesus fuck.
Are you even ready for this?
I'll try. I don't know what
am I even
do.
Ready for this?
I don't think you're ready.
I'm not, actually.
But I'll try and help you be ready.
Okay, are you ready?
No, but
are
let's
you
do
ready?
It anyway.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Ready. In 3, count it down. Everyone. 2. Fucking 1.
No, don't do it. Stop. I'm not ready.
Oh, hold on. Okay. What?
Start counting again.
Okay, are you okay? Yeah. Nacho says she was raised next to Labrina Brown.
That's right.
Labrina Brown.
I'm gonna bail my bitch out. I gotta go talk to Day Day.
Oh, shit.
Stay off Labrina Brown. She slit your throat.
Hey.
Huh.
I fucking love you.
I fucking love Labrina Brown.
I fucking love
my
you.
My clit like no other.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway.
Today, I tried to propose to my girlfriend of... Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
All right.
I love her so fucking much.
She's pregnant with my best friend's baby.
And maybe. And I've been treating her extremely well. Like, hey, guess what I've been doing that's awesome? I treat her good.
Yeah.
I treat her better than
that
good.
That shit don't count, trust me.
Right? You mean, that thing you should have already...
You gotta, cook and do laundry and do dishes and give head and shit. Before they're like, oh, you do love me.
That's right.
Right.
I do that well.
Whoa, wait a second.
You're supposed to do that.
Fuck you.
Before I could pop the question, he typed it poop. Before I could poop the question, she said in these exact words, quote,
Babe.
Comma. Our relationship is like a drunken night. Oh!
You don't start off like that.
Fun while it lasted, but it's something I'd rather forget.
Oh my god, dude.
Boom! I believe we have a winner.
Ouch, man.
This
That's
person?
Fucked up.
This
at
person?
Least, at least she wasn't like, you know, when I sobered up, I realized I totally regret it. You know,
no,
I've been intoxicated inebriated this entire time. I don't know if you know that or not.
I was actually getting hypnosis to try and forget that shit. And I'm a raging alcoholic now.
Yes. Oh, God. You have to cut that silence out.
Sorry, thank you. Way to have my back. Appreciate that. Fuck my life. So are you good? Are you cool? You straight? You set?
I am cool, dude. I am so fucking tired.
I fucking hear you.
Yeah, dude. I ain't been sleeping good. Stuck with that penis all up in my mouth and shit. And, you know, this whole work thing. It's pretty gay.
That sucks.
And with people waking up in the middle of the night and rummaging around and shit because they got to go and eat some cheesecake cupcake things.
I got to eat cheesecake cupcake things. I got to take a piss outside. I got to probably jerk off. I actually should probably jerk off before I pee. So that way the pee flushes out all the semen that may be left inside
that's
the penis.
That's a good idea.
And then you're not, like, you know, squirting out little stickies all night on your back, your girlfriend's back.
Why don't you just go ahead and jerk off?
I'm going to probably do that as soon as the show's over.
Okay.
So all over your face, probably.
No, it's not.
Okay. So, thejamhole.com/contest. Check this motherfucking shit out. 120 gig iPod. Know what's on it? The Jam Hole. That's all. Thejamhole.com/contest. $5 an entry. Enter as many times as you fucking want. Just do it, right?
Hell yeah.
Us and Nike, dude.
Doing
just
it and
fucking
doing it well.
Do it well. Do it fucking well. And thejamhole.com/250, the numbers. That's where all the info for the 250th episode party. Is this going to be a motherfucking party?
Super party.
It's going to be awesome. I am so fucking excited.
I might even wear my KATG shirt
show. I might even be there.
What?
Yeah, I might even go. That's right. I'll continue that joke on. I don't give a shit. I might show up.
You better fucking show up.
I am so stoned and drunk kind of right now. All right, so thejamhole.com. That's where all our shit's at. Email us, info@thejamhole.com, or leave us a voicemail. Did you know you could even do that? Guess what happens if you dial 406-204-4687? You get to leave a message for us.
Holy shit, and not for Labrina Brown?
Yes, absolutely. Guess who's going to do that soon?
Who?
You, fucking Labrina Brown. Oh. You're going to re-record that shit and be like, this is Labrina Brown.
A.K.A. the Jam Hole.
No. Sucker.
Because I was a slut. Anyway.
Anyway, we got Facebooks and Stumbles and YouTubes and all that shit. You should probably already know where that's at. Thejamhole.com/vote. Give us a vote on Podcast Alley if you haven't already. I hope to see all of you Friday, September 25th here in Kalispell, Montana, partying the fuck up with us for this momentous occasion.
Hell yes.
If not, then that sucks to be whoever's not coming. But we will see all of you back Wednesday. Excuse me. Wednesday? I believe so.
Hey, what day is Wednesday?
My birthday? No. Fuck.
Think about it.
I'm bad at this game.
Come on.
Fuck!
You're getting closer.
It's our fucking day!
There you go!
Woo! Holla at your fucking
day.
First
day we're allowed to have sex after two weeks.
I am gonna wreck that
shit. We might not even have a show.
I am gonna wreck that shit. I'm taking work off. I am gonna fucking...
I gotta go to work, dude.
I will follow you to work and fuck you all the way there. I don't give a shit. But that blowjob last night was pretty excitable. I have to say thank you.
Yeah? The one where you busted your load or later on?
Both, actually. I think the one later on was awesome just because I was like half asleep when it was happening.
It was like a massage to your penis.
Basically, and it was fucking rad. Remember that?
You made all sorts of cool noises. You're like,
okay. Anyway, so thank you guys for being with us.
Oh yeah, the penis.
It's been a blast. It's been a slice. It's been a little piece of heaven. We'll talk to you guys Wednesday night. Leave us a message, email us. I love you all.
Holla later.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole.com.